And I'm Mary Engish. Hey there, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
Well, the calendar recently flipped over to fall. It's still pretty mild, but our thoughts are turning to prepping our gardens for next year. And I understand October is kind of the time when we should be planting spring flowering bulbs. How do we go about doing all that the right way?
Well, yes, it is still too early to do that, but this is a good time to plan for it because so often we go buy our bulbs and then in October, mid-October, late October, when we normally would plant spring flowering bulbs like tulips and daffodils, we go out there and then we're running around like a chicken with its head cut off trying to decide where to plant them. So have a plan. How about that? And especially if you're going to naturalize them. A lot of people love that look of a naturalized bulb planting in a lawn, under trees, in a meadow, where they just look like they've naturally always been there. And you can do that, but it takes a little bit of thought beforehand. So let's walk through how you're going to plant a naturalized bulb planting for next year. First of all, the areas you're looking at, you want to make sure they have full sun in the spring. Summer's okay if they're shaded, but spring they really need a lot of sun and really well-drained soil. A lot of these bulbs that we're going to talk about are from places like Turkey and Iran and Kazakhstan, places that are very dry. So they do really well with drier soils, and wet soils tends to really make them rot. Then you have to look at where you're going to be planting them and which bulbs would be the best ones for those locations. So for example, if you want to plant some naturalized bulbs in a lawn, like have the flowers all over the lawn in the spring, some of the nice ones to use for that would be scillas, for example, and crocus and kynodoxa. These are small bulbs. They don't grow up very tall. They look very beautiful. They spread quickly. And after maybe a month or so after they're done flowering, because you have to leave the foliage there if you want them to spread, they're really easy to mow down again. So those would be good choices for a lawn area. If you have a tree, a deciduous tree forest, or an area close to your house with deciduous trees, then you probably want to have bigger bulbs, like some of the daffodils and camassias are really favorite of mine. That's a really nice tall one to have. And in those settings, those big bulbs will have bigger flowers and they'll be much more dramatic, so you can really see them in amongst the trees that are there. And they're really tough bulbs. And finally, if you have a meadowy area, then some species tulips, one of my favorite types of bulbs, and of course some more daffodils and a lot of these other bulbs will do really well there. The caveat is if you have problems with rodents, you've had problems with chipmunks or voles or mice in the garden or in a naturalized area eating the bulbs, then you want to choose ones that will not be a problem, meaning that the rodents and the deer, for that matter, don't really like them, like the daffodils, scillas, camassia, kynodoxa, snowdrops, and winter aconite. These are all bulbs that the critters don't seem to want to be paying much attention to. So when you're going to plant these, all you want to do is just take them, kind of fling them around out there, just to let them drop wherever they are. And wherever they drop, that's where you plant them. You just put your little bulb planter out there and just pop them in. Of course, the small bulbs don't go very far down into the soil. And then you just leave them there. And then in the spring, they'll come up. And like I said, if you leave it uncut, whether it be in the lawn or in a meadow or under a forest canopy, then that foliage will ripen and the seeds will ripen and it'll start spreading. And before you know it, people will be coming to your yard to see your naturalized bulb planting.
Oh, I love those spring flowers. Question time, Charlie. This one's from Elaine. And Elaine says, my husband and I, in the process of building a new home, we're going to be moving soon, but I don't think we'll be able to put in perennials at the new home this fall. So Elaine is wondering, can I do it this spring or should I wait until next fall?
Yes, Elaine, you can wait till spring. And in fact, most perennials do better if you plant them in the spring so they have a whole summer to get established. If you're going to want to plant bulbs, though, well, that'll be a little different. You'll have to wait till next fall to do that. So be patient, plant things in the spring, and then next fall do the bulbs, and I hope your house looks beautiful.
Any gardening questions, send them to us, gardening@vermontpublic.org. And you can also listen to this, plus all the other past episodes of All Things Gardening at vermontpublic.org or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.